Chris MacDonald, in collaboration with Spoken Realms, presents Kipps, The Story of a Simple Soul, by H.G. Wells. Those individuals who have led secluded or isolated lives, or have hitherto moved in other spheres than those wherein well-bred people move, will gather all the information necessary from these pages to render them thoroughly conversant with the manners and amenities of society. Manners and Rules of Good Society by a Member of the Aristocracy. Book 1. The Making of Kipps. Chapter 1. The Little Shop at New Romney. Until he was nearly arrived at adolescence, it did not become clear to Kipps how it was that he was under the care of an aunt and uncle, instead of having a father and mother like other boys. Yet he had vague memories of a somewhere else that was not New Romney, of a dim room, a window looking down on white buildings, and of a someone else who had talked to forgotten people and who was his mother. He could not recall her features very distinctly, but he remembered with extreme definition a white dress she wore, with a pattern of little sprigs of flowers and little bows of ribbons upon it, and a girdle of straight-ribbed white ribbon about the waist. Linked with this, he knew not how, were clouded, half-obliterated recollections of scenes in which there was weeping, weeping in which he was inscrutably moved to join. Some terrible tall man with a loud voice played a part in these scenes, and either before or after them there were impressions of looking for interminable periods out of the windows of railway trains in the company of these two people. He knew, though he could not remember that he had ever been told, that a certain faded, wistful face that looked at him from a plush and gilt-framed daguerreotype above the mantel of the sitting-room was the face of his mother. But that knowledge did not touch his dim memories with any elucidation. In that photograph she was a girlish figure, leaning against a photographer's stile, and with all the self-conscious shrinking natural to that position. She had curly hair and a face far younger and prettier than any other mother in his experience. She swung a Dolly Varden hat by the string and looked with obedient, respectful eyes on the photographer gentleman who had commanded the pose. She was very slight and pretty. But the phantom mother that haunted his memory so elusively was not like that, though he could not remember how she differed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?